Good morning, Facebook. We are live with 5 days live. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Stephen. How are you today?
I'm doing good. And it's been a hectic afternoon. And we're talking today about pre-show prep and promotion. And this is day two of 5 days live. Yesterday was very good. And we're just waiting to be joined, hopefully, by Tina. And I'm just closing down a show I was live on 30 seconds ago. So now I'm back. You have my full concentration now. And we say hello to Linda, who's joined us.
Hi, and Linda.
Thank you for joining us, Linda. And okay, and Tina, you're sideways at the moment.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, while we're waiting for Tina to come up, I just have to tell everyone, I am so impressed with Stephen. He was talking with me and still doing his other show. And he was keeping that all together before we came on live this morning. And so, you know, he really knows how to produce shows. Impressive, Stephen.
Thank you for that. It's fun at times. Tina, hello.
I'm on my phone. I'm still having those issues with Be Live in my desktop.
Right. Okay. We were talking about famines a moment ago, Cheryl and I, but we'll not say what we're saying. But now is the time to start the show, and I'm going to disappear down to lobby. And Tina, it's over to you and Cheryl.
Oh, really quickly before you go, Tina, could you maybe move your camera down a little bit so that you're actually up a little bit higher in the frame?
It's looking good on the...
Oh, it's looking good. Okay, I just didn't.
We've lost her. This is the problem. And this is live video. We watch this so that. Hello, Tina. We do live video because it's so much fun and nothing ever goes wrong. And we've got it. Hello. And.
It's all good. We're going to be talking about show prep today and promotions. And Tina is going to lead us off, and I'm sure she'll be here in just a minute. Hi, Barb. How are you? Good to see you. Thanks for joining us. And good morning.
And so, all right. Okay. And I got Tina's actually waving and moving this time. So we're going to go for third time lucky. And say hello to Chuck. And when you do say hello on the show today, you'll be given links to Tina's page and to Charles' page on Facebook, so you can talk to them after the show. And you'll get a message from me as well, so you'll be able to talk to all three of us after the show. All you need to do is just say hello. And with that, I'm going to go down in the lobby. Okay. And
I thought you were going to be with us today, Stephen. You're not going to be with us?
I will come up, but I think we start off with Tina.
We do.
Good morning, good day, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Hello, Cheryl. You're looking lovely in blue.
Oh, thank you so much, Tina. I love all your blue that's going on there.
So today we're talking a lot about pre-show prep and what you can do to be ready and look really professional and really elevate yourself and your reputation. And if I don't know you, I am a professional and award-winning photographer here in South Florida. And Cheryl and I chatted yesterday on the phone. I'm so excited. We're both East Coasters. So she does a lot of coaching, and a lot of what we do works in tandem together. So before you ever go live, the one thing that you need, a basic ingredient in your live recipe for success, is an excellent profile picture. And I sent Stephen some slides yesterday that hopefully those will come up magically as we're on, about why today, more than ever, your image matters. It's the first thing they see when they're deciding, should they watch this video? You might have really compelling text or graphics for your video and what you're going to talk about. You could have superb information. But if you've got a car photo or some cheesy background in the back of a store, you're in a bar, it's blurry, it's really not putting out your best image. You wouldn't go on a job interview in flip-flops. You wouldn't go on a first date in your pajamas. You shouldn't put anything other than a professional image out there for your profile, because that's the first thing people see long before you go live, and it's so important. Cheryl, how do you feel about that?
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely agree. And one more thing I'd like to say on that is that it is important to have your picture so people can see you. You know, sometimes people will put, you know, profile pictures up of their dog or of, you know, and not that we don't love their dog or your cat or the backyard birds singing or whatever, you know, but it's, there you go. Hi, how are you doing?
So Stephen is showing it's a total animal nut. I'm in dog rescue. I have dogs, cats, birds, fish, iguanas, a bunny, and I raise butterflies. I've got some caterpillars over here. So yes, we all love animals, but is seeing my cute little dog going to tell you anything about the level of professionalism? So the slide Stephen's showing now is a before and after of my very dear friend. And it's a really cool picture she's doing, but nobody looks good from the nose hair angle. And look at her background. She's got some people. She's evidently at a conference or a very nice dinner. The picture next to, actually, that was my shirt I was wearing that day. And I said, you're wearing this shirt. It'll really bring out your eyes. We go to the ladies' room. We swap shirts. And look at that. Her eyes pop. And I want to know who that woman is. No matter what she's talking about on her video, I want to know what she talking about, because she's very compelling and interesting and colorful and beautiful. One thing that a lot of people have in common with butterflies that I raise is a butterfly can't even see its own wings. And most of us don't even see the own beauty that we have within ourselves. So when you entrust a photographer and an image consultant to bring out the best in you, listen to the advice. We see things in you that you don't see. We see past the quirks. I have quirks. I think my nose looks like this. I think my ears are huge, which is why I'm always covering them. So we all have quirks, but a professional will lead you through those things and bring out the best image. Anything to add to that, Cheryl?
I agree. I agree so much with what you're saying, Tina. And just looking at this, and I'm sure the people out there in our community that are watching right now, it almost looks like a different person.
You know, yes, it really does.
If you show me these two images, I would think they're two different people. I mean, that is the difference in someone, like you're saying, a professional photographer being able to capture, you know, what you've captured in her is you're really showing her spirit. I see her soul. I see her passion. I see all of these things coming out in her. If she's glowing, where the other picture, well, first of all, like you said, yes, it's at the wrong angle. And I know. I am a big one on that. I'm going to tell you that right now, because like the guy I'm dating, if he tries to grab his camera and take a picture of us going up, I'm like, you hold that you hold that camera up and you shoot coming down. And he's like, huh? I'm like, oh no, that's the better angle. And then he sees, he's like, oh my goodness, you're right. But it really does matter in all of these things that we're doing. So thanks so much, Tina. That's just beautiful.
Good. Thank you. And Stephen, you can bring up another of the before and afters, and I can talk through that one. I've got a couple of them to show. So
this is mine. Oh, go ahead.
It's so important. Again, this is another client of mine. This is her before picture profile she was using on Facebook. And she really didn't wear a lot of color. She was one of those people that only likes to wear black and white. And she's Italian, so she can get away with that. But look at how that magenta, she pops. I want to know whatever she has to say. I'm going to click on that video. I'm going to click on that picture. And again, regular makeup. We didn't do anything special. We didn't use professional makeup. Just evened her out a little bit. But she's so compelling and interesting. I just think that image pulls you right in. And it's time for her, in case you're watching, Jane, it's time for you to update, because I can't wait to work with you again. I actually ended up giving her that top because I'm like, it looks way better on you than me. So you can bring another one up, Stephen. But you can see the first one isn't even really in focus. And the second one, just with the color, the pop of color really pulls you in.
And what I'm seeing, Tina, here is, you know, the professional one that you did with that magenta and then having the green, you know, they're really close to being complementary colors. And so, I mean, that's what I think really helps it pop. I mean, it's just beautiful.
I love when people ask me, oh, do you have a studio? I'm like, we live in paradise here in South Florida. Natural light is always the best on the skin. And you want to avoid wearing sunglasses because the eyes are the window to the soul. If people can't see your eyes, it's a sign of dishonesty and they can't really connect with you. So you might look really cool, but also if a professional photographer is taking the picture, the flash is going to bounce off your glasses and you're going to look like a fly. So take off your sunglasses and let people connect with your eyes. Could we have another before and after, Stephen? So this one, it was from my site at Scooch Over. The first one, when she told me, oh, you're going to have your work cut out. I hate having my picture taken. I love working with those people because once I do your picture, you're probably not going to let anyone else ever do your picture. So I did spring on her threading. She had to go and get her eyebrows shaped and threaded. And we did use a professional makeup artist. And my cover picture here of Joanne actually ended up being on a magazine, and she's still using it. She's a wonderful branding expert here in South Florida. And if I saw those two pictures, I would think the center one was 20 years ago, and the one on the left was now that she aged, but it's actually the opposite. So again, that pop of color, that beautiful South Florida tropical background, the right amount of color. You can also see, I tend to have people wear a solid color shirt when they are doing lives and or professional photos. So if I was wearing this print shirt, look at the difference. Your eye doesn't know where to look. I've got a busy background. I've got this busy shirt. But when it's solid, the attention stays on the subject. So if you are doing lives, and those of you that know me, I have a funny thing like, and what are we wearing tomorrow? I asked Cheryl. So we look like we're on the same page. I call it the Kathy Lee and Hoda effect. And yes, Stephen came into the party too. So it just makes us all look consistent that we're all in agreement, all on the same page. And it's that psychological feeling, wow, these people are really organized. They have their stuff together. I want to know what they have to say. Could we have another before and after? So today, as I said, more than ever, whether you're trying to get a job, get a promotion, your next big relationship online, or even just promote yourself and your reputation, now, today, more than ever, your image really matters. It's images and putting your profile picture started probably about 25, 30 years ago in the real estate industry, which I have a background in, where realtors started putting their pictures. Remember glamour shots? That was fun. I went a few times. But they start putting their pictures because it increases familiarity and it increases credibility. So when you're putting your face out there, hey, I'm not a supermodel. This is who I am. This is who you're going to see when I go live. And again, you feel that familiarity and I have credibility with you because I'm not afraid to show you who I am. I'm not one of those internet trolls hiding behind a bunch of text. I'm putting myself out there in a positive light. Could we have one more before and after? I think I have two guys that I sent over. So the first one is my picture of Bob. The second one, just because I like them to face in. I didn't want them to be back to back. The one on the right was his profile picture. He's in a bar and it's not even in focus. And he's a great guy. He's with the Rotary Club where I spoke. So I offered to do his picture and show at when I did the talk on the power of the portrait. So went over to his house, said, take me to your closet, picked out this beautiful aqua shirt he had. It really makes his eyes pop out. And he looks friendly and approachable and kind. And again, I'd watch his video. Anything to add, Cheryl?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, first of all, you picked out the right shirt for him. Oh my goodness. I mean, that just really says so much. And looking at these two pictures, and I'm so glad that you brought that up I think you were talking about the second person. I don't remember her name, where you said she's Italian and she likes to wear black all the time, because I wear black all the time. I mean, I'm one of those people. I do. And I can get away with it because look good in black.
Just make sure that you have like an area to reflect up, and maybe you have a pop of color or an accent. And if you were wearing a black or dark top, you have dark hair, don't be on a dark background, because then you're going to look like a floating head.
Exactly. Exactly. But what I was going to say is that what you were talking about when you showed her, and he's a good example here as well, it's just how important color is. You know, I mean, we don't realize how important color is until we look at things like this and they're pointed out to us. And so it is important for people to know. And I know you, like you'll do things like you'll go on people's profiles, and that's part of your service and what you do. You'll go on people's profiles and you will, you know, give them an evaluation. And so I have a question for you too. I'm not sure if you're finished with the profile portion of it, but what do you recommend for the cover picture on your business Facebook page? I mean, do you do that as well, or do you stick strictly with the portrait or with the profile? Well,
again, it depends on, I mean, my Tina K. Vallant, I have a speaker page, which I just started. I have my personal page, which I'm maxed out on friends. So I'm trying to push my speaker stuff more to my speaker page and leave my personal stuff on my personal page. I raise and release native butterflies here in South Florida. I've got a whole bunch of zebra longwings in here. So, you know, I don't really want that on my speaker page. I'm going to keep that on my personal page. I have extraordinary photography, which always needs more likes. So you can go on my photography page. So what is it that you're, what is the message you want to get out? So typically on extraordinary photography, I have samples of my work, weddings, families, portraits, nature. I photograph events, weddings, events, people, and pets, a lot of pets. And, on my personal page, I do more personal stuff. Right now, I've got the memorial picture from a dear Periscope friend. A whole bunch of us were at his celebration of life. And that's near and dear to my heart. That was a week ago. So what are you trying to say? And, you know, I've seen people use their profile picture on their cover and on their profile. And that's kind of crazy.
So. Yeah. And what is your recommendation as far as putting a video up for the cover or using a photo?
What is the message you want to get out there? Is your video a sampling of your work? Is it you on the stage speaking? What is the message you want to put out there? That's the bottom line. What do you want people to know? And that should determine. Another thing I really recommend to clients is when you've changed your profile picture, make it the same and consistent on all your platforms. Make it the same on your LinkedIn, your Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagram. So you start to, again, increase credibility and familiarity. People know who you are and what you do. That's the power of the portrait. It will really elevate your brand, what you're doing and saying, and get people to watch you. So, and I tell people when you change your profile picture, leave it up for at least 30 to 45 days at least. So people can see it. Everybody isn't, you know, stalking your page usually. Give it time to seep in. And also when you change your profile picture, you're going to really see your likes and your interest elevate. So make sure you've got some content for them. Maybe you're repurposing a video that has great content. So when they click on that new profile page, oh, I didn't know she did that. And they're going to watch that video. So you're kind of using it as clickbait as type.
That makes sense. And Stevie,
we have one more B&A. Because I think I'm coming out of my time here. So, okay, so there's Bob. You saw him. And coming up, it's going to be a surprise. No. Oh, he's going backwards. Yep, maybe it. Oh, I had one more guy. Okay, Carlette. Okay, George. Whatever. Freeze. Stop. Okay, this is George. So the one on the right with the white tie is his before. Again, it's out of focus. It's just like a phone picture. It doesn't really look that good. And the one on the left is his portrait. Now, this is from PowerPoint that I just screenshotted, so please excuse that it's scooched over. But look at his smile, his skin tone I evened out. The lighting is great on his face. It's in focus. So it's not like glamour shoddy, like with the soft focus filter and overdone. So you, again, you really want to get to know him. He's a master networker. And I think I have one more of Carlette with the lady in gray and pink. And again, demonstrating the power of color. So the one on the right is the before and then after is the pink. So again, I would think the lady in gray is the mother of the lady in pink. So that was a profile picture Carlette was using. And she lives up north. It was chilly. And I was in Las Vegas with her a few years ago and redid this. Went through her little closet in the hotel room, picked out that, found the pretty flowers and wow, look at that. She's still using that as her profile years later. So I need to get with her and update her. So last slide, Stephen, is the one with a whole bunch of pictures on it. What you really want to pay attention to is what makes a good profile picture. Angle, lighting, expression, the feeling you get. Is that person making eye contact with you? The background, it looks pleasant. The lighting is beautiful. I mean, all of these, I picked all women because I do a lot of women. You just really, they look compelling and interesting and friendly and approachable and trustworthy. So the first thing I do when I'm working with a new photography client is ask you, what are three adjectives you want people to come to mind when they look at your profile picture? Because that's what we need to bring out in your expression, in what you're wearing, the location, and et cetera, what you're doing. What do you want them to think about you? So be thinking about that. Cheryl, I will pass over to you.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much, Tina. That, oh my goodness, that was just so good. And I'm sure we're going to incorporate what you're just saying into, you know, our chat as we go on. But I know that there were people who were interested in creating a show frame inside for Be Live. That question came up. And so I said to Stephen, hey, I could come on one of the shows and do that because, you know, that's easy. And I enjoy doing that. And so let's talk about the show frame first.
Because when you have your professional portrait, that's the first ingredient in creating your show frame. So again, basic ingredient and why these two topics go so well together.
Well, absolutely. Well, and your show card too. I mean, when you're using, and I have a really good example on that too. I maybe should have sent the other one over. Ooh, but let's start with the show frame. And so this is the show frame that I have setting in Be Live for my show, Heart Mind Conversations with Cheryl Piper. And you can see, you know, on the lower third, you know, I created that bar, you know, put the text in there, have my C, which, you know, for Cheryl, I thought, oh, I like that. I wanted that to, it kind of personalizes it a bit. And, you know, created a nice swish up on the top corner and dropped my logo in. And now I have one that I don't have the logo dropped in as well, because inside of Be Live, you know, you can drop your logo in, you can drop your frame in, you can put your chosen colors that you want to use for your show. All of those things you can choose to do. And so this one, I went ahead and just created all that way. I don't have to remember to drop my logo in every time. I was trying to be productive on that and not have to remember something when I'm setting up the show. And so in looking at this, I set this up in, oh, thanks, Barb. I set this up. Oh, I think that was to you. It was saying great tips, Tina. And I set this up in Illustrator. I use Adobe Suite. I have the whole Adobe Creative, online Creative Suite, Cloud Suite that I use. And so that I set up in Adobe. But you don't have to. You can set up in Canva.com. And just one of the things, and I did check this out because Tina and I were having this conversation yesterday. Oh, here's another frame that I have for my show that I do with Joy Reeser. She lives in Asheville, North Carolina. And we do a show every Thursday called Messages of the Heart. And we just talk about all those heart-filled feelings and love and put that compassion out to the world. And this one I did a little more simple. I created the little heart that's to the side where it has three hearts that are framed inside of each other. I created that in Canva, and it was super simple, and it gave me a little logo for our show, and our signature colors are purple and a bright green, and so I just went up in the corner and did a swish and did another swish and created this frame inside of Illustrator. And you have to remember when you're creating these frames that you need to save them as a PNG file with a transparent background. Because that's why when you're looking at this, you see nothing but black, because that's what's behind this screen that you're looking at. It is a completely transparent background. If you save it any other way, say you save it as a JPEG, all of that where you see black right now, you'll see white and you won't see yourself, which is a great way for you to test when you're inside of Be Live and you created your frame, you've uploaded it, and you say, okay, now I want to see what this looks like. If you put that frame up and you can't see yourself talking and moving around, it's because there's something in front of it. You need a transparency in the area where you're going to show up. I've created frames too, where I'm actually, when I actually go on live and talk, I'll do it a little bit. You can see, I have to back up like this, because what I've created is a Mac computer, and I'm actually coming through the computer when I talk, but I have to sit at a specific spot in my studio to be able to do that. So there's lots of fun, creative things that you can do with these frames. But the frame size that you're going to need is it's a 1280 by 720. So when you're going in to create this frame, let's say you're going to do it in Canva, and I cannot pull Canva up, and Stephen, I don't know if you can pull it up or not, but even if you could just pull the home page up, maybe I could show you here. When you pull up the homepage in Canva.com, even if you're on the free version, there's a box where it says, do you want to create a custom size? And what did I just give you? I gave you 1280 by 720. Yeah, you want to create a custom size. And so all you have to do is type it in that box on the home page of Canva. And then that's what it will create for you. And so when you go in to then create your frame, it will be in that size. Now, if you do not have the paid version of Canva.com, when you download that PNG, it'll have a white background. It won't be transparent. I did do some investigating on this, and it is, you have to have the paid version. And then there's a little box you can click that says download it as a transparency. You click the box and download it. But if you don't have the paid version, what happens is it will download it. It'll still be a PNG file. It just won't have the transparent background. It will be white. Everywhere where you see the black right now, you will see white. And that's easy to fix if you have Photoshop, because right up there at the top. You see where it says custom dimensions? That's where it is. Did you see that, Stephen, up in the corner, custom dimensions? Yeah. And then you just type it in. That's it. And that will allow you to create the size frame that you need. And so for our frame for Be Live, again, it's 1280 by 720. And so then you'll have a blank canvas that you can start with whenever you hit create new design. So back to what I was saying, if you'd have to download that and you have the white background, you can upload that into Photoshop. If you're familiar with using Photoshop, you can use your magic wand. You simply click on the background and you remove that color, and it will, whatever background you click on, whatever color you're clicking on, it will remove it, and you'll have a transparency behind it. You save it again as a PNG, and the transparency will be there, and you can use your frame. You can upload it into BeLive.com. Wow, I was talking a long time, Tina. Do you have anything you'd like to say on that?
It's so important. It's going to really increase and elevate your brand and what you do and make you look so professional. I can't tell you, every time I go to a networking event, people tell me, oh, I watch your shows. You look like a TV station. I'm like, oh, well, that's BeLive. I can set you up with a complimentary trial. Because with the lower thirds, the branding, as Cheryl mentioned, with being able to put your logo in the top corner, some of the frames and borders they have, I've used. And as Cheryl just went through, creating your own frame, how much more professional that's going to make you look ahead of other people to view. So if you could watch, I don't watch a lot of TV, but if you're going to watch TV, do you want to watch something black and white with possibly no sound, or do you want to watch something on a 3D full color with captions if you needed? I mean, it's just really putting you in the upper echelon of broadcasters. When you have your professional image, you have a branded frame, and even what Cheryl just described, going through and creating something custom that not everybody else can use. So it's really going to help you look even more. Even if it's your first day, going live. It's going to make you look like you've been doing this a long time and increase your credibility.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Tina. You know, people say that to me as well. In fact, I started working with a publicist last year, and with lives, that was one of the things he said. He said, you present yourself so professionally. He said, you know, he went through and actually talked about the frame. And he said, even the seed that I put, you know, I created that. I just made that in Publisher or no. I think I made it in PowerPoint, really. I mean, I mean, you could create these in anything. But it really just, it's the details. That's what we're talking about here.
Well, it's attention to details. And as I said earlier, you wouldn't go on a job interview in flip-flops. You would wear your best outfit for the job you're going for. Interview for the job you want that you're going for. You wouldn't go on a first date to impress someone in your PJs. You know, you really need to look the part, and it doesn't take that much more time, energy, or expertise to put yourself in the arena with the big players. And Cheryl, blue is your color. You need to wear more blue and less black. You were just like vibrant in that.
Oh, thank you so much. And another color that I think is so important, because I used to do this way back, you know, as far as the whole color analysis, is red. And so many people don't realize that if you wear your red, because it's important, there's so many shades of red. And like, if you try to put a warm red on me, isn't going to happen. But you put a cool, like a blood color red on me, bam, I just pop. You know, you need to know what your red is. I'm going to say that about color. Do you agree with me? You need to know what your red is.
I think it's so important to know if you're warm or cool tone. So when I'm meeting with someone on a consult, I will turn over and look at the inside of their wrist. Are they more gold, more orange, more yellow tone, warm like I am, or are they more cool tone like Cheryl is? So she talked more about, so you're winter, right, Cheryl?
I am winter, or there's another a category thing that I can fall into called bright, because my eyes are light. My eyes are light colored. I have green. I have very, very green light eyes. So yeah, but those are all jewel toned. I need to wear jewel toned.
The jewel tones would be perfect for you. And I'm autumn. So with my hair color, not my normal hair color, orange, those warm tones are, I can wear less makeup because the color reflecting up really perks me up. I always tell people on lives, avoid black, white, and gray. And that mint color, I don't think anybody, I don't know if you can see this. Mint
I can
color.
See it.
Nope. Nobody looks good in this color. Please stop wearing it.
I agree. I know. I can't do that color. No.
Well, use it as a tablecloth.
There you go. Well, that was a great little tangent we did on colors, because it's so important. You know, and like I said, back to what I was originally saying about the reds. Reds are, I learned this many, many years ago. If you wear your red, the red that's for your tone, it's a power color for you. People cannot resist you when you wear your red. And I'm like, ooh, okay.
Well, I think red is passion and energy and vibrancy and love. It's also connected to the root chakra. So mm-hmm. If you're somebody like me that has a lot of energy and you're really out there, sometimes I need to tone it down. So if I need to be a little bit more calm, I would not wear, we just wore red at our networking event last month, and you could feel the energy elevate in the room. So there's a whole science to color psychology, and it's so interesting.
Whole science behind it. That's another show. Maybe Tina and I need to do a color show sometime, especially the whole energy and the spirituality around it all. That would be so interesting. So back to what we were chatting about, the frames, and now we're moving into, now this, I wish I had the other picture that I do on this one with Joy and I. No, let's flip it back to the one with Joy and I, Stephen. This is there we go. Messages of the heart. I just changed this picture for Joy because Joy just had professional photography done. Okay. And the picture that she had before, it would be just like what you were showing. I mean, This picture is absolutely beautiful. And actually, she is one of those people that can wear that green.
Yeah. rare exception.
Rare exception, absolutely. But this picture is gorgeous. And she looks beautiful. She looks much younger. You would have, you know, the difference between the two is amazing. I like I said, I wish I would have sent that over and I didn't. But now let's go back to, this is a show card. And so this was created in Canva.com. By the way, I have the free version. I'm just going to say that to everybody. I have the free version of Canva because I pay for all my other stuff. I don't really find it necessary, but if I didn't have my Adobe suite and all those things, I probably would pay for Canva because it's not expensive. I think it's like $120 a year or something like that if you pay it by the year. And I think it's $12.95 a month if you do it monthly. So it's not super expensive if you're going to get it. I mean, for what it's going to do for you. Now, this is a show card for Messages of the Heart. And you can see the little heart that's over to the left, I created that. Once again, it's me in there with my little mouse going swish, swish. And I made that heart. People will say, oh, where did you get that? I'm like, I made it. You know, and I'm not Miss Creative or anything or Miss Artist. So believe me, anybody can do this. But what it gives you when you look at this, Messages of the Heart, there's a heart on here, and it gives you a feeling of who we are and what we're about. Because I think we look super friendly. I think we look super inviting. And hopefully that everybody else feels that way when they see this show card of ours. It shows you who we are, when our show is on. It gives different time zones. And on this card, when you're creating it, where the pictures are, these are called frames inside of Canva.com. And you can pick whatever shape frame that you want, and you simply drop it down onto the card. And then when you upload your photo, all you do is click the mouse and you drag it over and it falls right down into the frame. So there it is. And the colors that surround this frame, those are all editable as well. Because I told you at the beginning, when I showed you our show card, that our signature colors for this show are purple and a bright green. And so therefore the bright green is around me, you know, the purple is around Joy. And it's those little details of pulling our show color and details together into the show card. Some other show cards I have, Stephen, can you, I think I have just mine. Yeah. This is a show card for me. This is Heart Mind Conversations with Cheryl Piper. Gives kind of a description of who and what I am. Talks about professional development, mindset for success in relationships. Discover how to bring the law of attraction to your life. And there's me. It's my name, the frame. These are, I'm telling you, I created these in a super quick time. This is not time consuming. Canva makes things so simple in here. And with the show card, I didn't send over because I do interviews on Wednesdays. And so what's nice about it is once I set up the show card, which it looks like the one I did with Joy, all I have to do for my next guest is drop their picture in, drag it over, boom, it's in there, change the name. Guess what? It's done. The show card is done. And I download it. And this is the card that I am putting in to announce my show in that area when you're creating on Be Live and you're creating your show. There's an area for you to put an image in. And that's where I put this to let people know what's going on. So how about you, Tina? Do you have some more to add on that?
Well, Cheryl, so not everybody knows what a show card is, especially if someone's just starting out. Explain to them how and why and when they would use a show card.
Okay, well, thank you so much. A show card is really, it's showing what it is that your show is about, who you are, highlighting you, highlighting what the show name is, highlighting what the show is about, and the show time. Actually, this is my card for my cover. This is my cover on Facebook is what this is. And I use this for other things as well, but that's what this is. That's why there's no show time on here. My other one has the show time on. But it's really just letting people know this is what it is. This is what it's about. Please tune in.
And where would you, Cheryl, where would you use that? Where would you put it?
Oh, I would put this, well, like I said, I would put this in my announcement on my Be Live show, because that's what's going to show up in the news feed that says, hey, this is what's going on. Here it's coming through the news feed. Oh, Cheryl's got a live. Oh, she's got a guest. Oh, let's look at the description. Who is this guest? I mean, like I had a guest a couple of weeks ago from Ireland, Joseph McGuire, and you know, he was talking all about face facts, and you know, it was a lot of fun. People were tuning in to be able to be on the show to see what he was saying. It just lets people know what's coming up for the show.
So you could send that out. On Twitter, you could share it on LinkedIn. You could put it on your Facebook personal page, your business page. Ask your friends to share it out and hashtag it properly with the topics and increase your reach, which will increase your viewership. So that is so important. And again, using a show card makes you look like, wow, she's really organized and I need to align myself with her.
Absolutely. And I was just getting ready to get into that. So thank you for bringing that up. But I will a lot of times use a bit.ly link, you know, to share out as well, to share out to Twitter, to share out to LinkedIn, to share out to, it makes it a little bit easier. And I'd like to, because you can customize that. Like if my show is, you know, that I'm interviewing Tina today, well, then my bit.ly link is going to end with Tina's name, because that's going to make it easy. People can see what, rather than all those numbers, a lot of times are letters, and be able to see, oh, this is who this show is about. So it makes it very easy.
For someone that's too embarrassed to ask, that maybe has not heard of bit.ly, what is the advantage to using bit.ly and how does that work?
Well, using bit.ly, like I said, it's a cleaner looking link. It's a shorter link. You're able to customize it. You don't have to customize it. You can go into bit.ly and it's free. You don't have to do a paid version, but you can go in. What you do is you simply take your show link that Be Live gives you, or any link that you want to shorten, not just for Be Live, any link that you want to shorten, and you drop it in, and it will immediately create a short link for you that makes it easy to share out. Now, what it creates for you usually will have a bunch of numbers after it. And so, like I said, it will give you the opportunity, even with the free version, to be able to customize that to, and it makes it a little bit easier for you to see, oh, that was so-and-so's show link. And then you can actually come back in to bit.ly.com and you're able to see the tracking for what happened with that link. So once again, it's just kind of getting into a lot of the nuts and bolts and detail behind producing a show, really. I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
So maybe if you had shared your show card out on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, etc., you're going to see in bit.ly in the analytics, if you shared it out at 4 a.m. and the content zoomed and you got a lot of views and clicks, then you're going to know, oh, 4 a.m. is a good time for me to send it out. You can track when it's being seen and viewed and clicked on and kind of determine the best times for your future releases. So that is so important. I don't know about you, Cheryl, but I like to work hard, but smarter, not harder.
I'm with you, Tina. and I'm not about reinventing the wheel either. If something works and it's working for someone and I'm like, woo, awesome, let's go. And that's what we're trying to share with you here. Just all these nuggets that we have learned over. I'm telling you, if I could show you my first show card, oh my goodness, was it ugly?
But at least you had one.
I couldn't use it because I couldn't figure the size. I couldn't figure the size out. I was like, what do I have to do to make this work? What do I have to do? And so that's why we're sharing what we're sharing with you guys today, so that you have this information and you don't have to go through those pains. You don't have to go through that time. Here it is. This is the size, 1280 by 720. And bam, make your show card. So,
Stephen, how are we doing on time?
Yeah, how are we? We're just kind of going on here. We're having a great time.
We're doing good on time. There's no problem. I'm just trying to get a screen share through. But yeah, we're good. We're good. I'm going to do this. I know I shouldn't. I'm going to bring up a show card and you can critique it.
Good.
It's also an advert for tomorrow. All right. Can you see it or not?
Yes.
Okay. I can see it. I can't see all the pictures. So if there's anything under the pictures, I don't see that because I only see half of the pictures. But
why don't you do the show card and I'll talk about the pictures.
Can you see the pictures?
I can see them.
Oh, okay. I'm wondering why I can't. The show card, actually, I love the show card. It's very clean. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. It's very direct. Because the one thing that you need to remember in creating a show card, and you will see that when you looked at mine, it wasn't too busy. Because if you put too much information in, people aren't going to read it. It's just a big blur. And nice and clean at the top. You can see the date, when it is, what time it is, has the logo to the left, love it. And what is the show about? It's about camera confidence. And then it's telling you what the show's about. So I think it's nice and clean and I love it.
Yeah, and with all the white space, your eye moves around easily. You don't feel weighted down. So because the pictures are in color at the bottom, your eye is led to, after you're hooked in with the topic and the 5 days live, you go right to the pictures. And there's my partner in crime from Ladies Go Live, Lottie Hearn Ross. And with her orange and her image, you can see she's going to be a lot of fun. She's going to bring a lot of energy. She's got a book there, Confidence on Camera. So you know that you are going to get some really good tips about confidence and going live. With David, his background is a little busy. So he kind of fades into his background a little. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more of him. Stephen's picture is landscape where everybody else's is vertical. So he's got a lot of extra side. I would have liked to have seen that consistent with the other three. But Stephen looks very friendly and approachable, very kind. And that's exactly how he is. And then Bridgette, that I adore. It's so funny, and I told her this when I was with her. Angeline and her and I were on last month together. I always thought she was wearing like a collar, but it's actually the back of her chair. So I would like to see her either in a lower chair and a little bit more of her face, so it's not confusing that it looks like a collar. But red is her color.
Oh,
and
yes.
I mean that in a lot of ways.
You're so kind. Thank you. All right, I'm going to bring something else up. I'm going to take that off the screen, and I'm going to bring this up. You asked a moment ago why people should use Bitly. And this is proof of why you should use Bitly. This is the tracking for the free course about BeLive.tv, and it tells you month by month how many people have clicked it. And it's as simple as that. And then you can go into geographic analysis. And if you've got the paid version, you get even more information. So using Bitly as a link shortener does give you additional information about who's actually clicking the link, when they're clicking it, and how far they went. In this case, we know who's actually being led off to the Udemy course, although they might not take it. But most people do.
And may I add something to there, Stephen, really quickly?
Yeah, sure.
May I add something? And I know some people who do this with their guests. When they have a guest on, they will actually give their guest a second customized link that's customized only for that guest to be able to then see, did the guest really do their part? Did they share it out? You know, did they do their part? Because it's going to show up in this graph. Yeah,
that is a good idea.
That's a great idea, Cheryl. Because you're separating out and making sure the guest has carried their amount that they're bringing to the table. Did they promote it out to their group? Because when you are conducting an interview with someone, you're exposing yourself to their audience and they are being exposed to your audience. So you can really increase your reach. And that's a great way to gauge the results if they did what they promised they would do. And that's the other thing is discuss this up front with your guests. What are the expectations? We do that a lot in Ladies Go Live. You get a whole, we call it the broadcast release agreement. And I say, no bra, no show. So what's expected, what we're going to bring to the table, what you can expect to take from the table, and how we're going to bounce off each other. Try and get together with your guests before. Cheryl and I had a phone chat yesterday because we had never interacted directly before, and I wanted to feel the chemistry between us and know what the flow is going to be. So that's always a great idea too. You don't want to just be thrown in the water with someone you're interviewing, you know, and be taken by surprise by something.
Absolutely.
So why don't we do a quick recap, Cheryl, about what we talked about today, and then we'll go, Stephen, to your next thing you want us to do.
Okay.
So I had a slide about the components, what makes a great portrait. It's got some multiple, the different picture that you showed. It's got some women on it and a group of men and I think a lady with a cat. So that's on there. So what are the components of a great profile image? Even if you go on LinkedIn, I have a friend that's a LinkedIn expert. Do you know that professionally taken images on LinkedIn get clicked upon 14 times more than an egghead? Go on any LinkedIn, just Google any or search any, you know, hairstylist or whatever. You're going to see so many blanks. It's so crazy not to have there. We're not talking about tens of thousands of dollars. If you want to pay me that, you can. But you can usually get a professionally taken picture. When I do conferences, I do conference specials for $72. I mean, it's worth it to elevate your image. So you can spend hundreds or thousands of dollars and do whole branding sessions. So you have multiple looks and locations and things, especially if you're starting your website. But don't kid yourself and think, I can't afford it. You can, because it's really going to elevate your lives, your business, and your promotion and your reputation, which is so important. So, Stephen, can you bring up that one slide that I have, I think, how a professional portrait will elevate exactly what I just said, enhance your reputation, increase your business, really put yourself out there in a positive light. And as I said, the people I most enjoy photographing are the ones that say, I don't really like I don't really like my picture being taken, because once I do it, you really won't let anybody else. So if you can do that one full screen, would be great. So that's all the components. Look at how all of those people you see, the gentlemen are in an insurance. They're nicely angled together. Solid color ties. Always avoid striped ties in pictures. But you can see the body language is very strong. You have direct eye contact with those people. The coloring is compelling. And you just feel pulled in that you want to get to know these people. So a great image boosts your confidence, increases business, and enhances your reputation. Isn't that worth the investment of time and energy and a few dollars in yourself? You really can't bypass that. And please stop taking pictures in your cars. It's a car, it's a vehicle, it's not a studio. And please, if I can, this is unrelated, please never live and drive. I've been seeing a lot of people do that lately. So a professionally taken profile image is a key component with your show card, with your lives, and moving forward. And Cheryl, that leads right back into you.
Thank you so much, Tina. And I am so glad, I'm going to lead off with saying, I am so glad that you said that about please, please do not do lives and drive, because I'm seeing that as well. It is so dangerous. And, you know, if there's something you need to say, just pull over and do your little live and then move on your way. So thank you for bringing that up. I wanted to reiterate that. So what I went over with you today is looking at creating a show frame for Be Live. We talked about the size. We talked about platform to do it in. You know, like I said, I use Adobe Illustrator, but you don't have to have the Adobe Suite. You don't need to do all of that and learn all of that. You can use Canva.com. And with Canva.com, it really allows you to create a show card. It really allows you to create a show frame. I create all kinds of beautiful graphics inside of Canva that I use for my posts, because it allows me to brand it with my logo and then, you know, put a, you know, I'm drawing something, a cute little statement across it and posting it out as my post for the day. I do a lot of those and create a lot of those. It's a fun tool to use, and you can have a lot of fun with it for free. And you can use the paid version if you'd like. But like I said, it's amazing what it allows you to do for free. I also shared with you talking about bit.ly.com. talking about bit.ly. It's bit.ly. And using that to shorten your links so that whenever you're going to promote your show out, you can customize the show. Like maybe the show is about talking about, messages of the heart, like my one show. It's talking about sending out compassion. So I might, my Bitly link might end in /compassion. So, or it might end in whoever I'm interviewing. And it allows you to be able to track that. Stephen shared his Bitly showing the graph chart that is available for you to be able to do some analytics there. And like I said, you can do that one for free. You can do the paid version and get more information, but you don't need to. So we're trying to give you tips and tools and tricks here to be able to help you with your success in broadcasting.
Sounds great. And Barb brings up an excellent point on Facebook, and I touched upon this earlier, is to make sure you have your personal page. That's your personal family, you know, intimate stuff you would discuss with one of your close friends or neighbors or family, you know, updating family members, your hobbies, etc. And have a business page, whether it's a speaker page or a professional. I mean, I have Extraordinary Photography and I have Tina K. Vallant, and then I have my personal page, Tina Vallant. So I'm maxed out on my personal. And as Barb pointed out, Facebook is really getting aggressive. You're not really supposed to be using your personal page for business. So make sure you draw the lines and have some boundaries, you know, to protect yourself, number one, and help people be directed how you can best be of service to them. And, you know, I'm going to throw in my favorite hashtag of serve, share, and shine, which enables all of us to do that.
Fantastic.
Indeed. Yeah, there was a case earlier this week of somebody who's within our outer circle, and their business, their personal profile and their business page disappeared overnight. Mm-hmm. Or his personal, and basically because he was had adverts on his personal page and was saying, come and get me, and Facebook did. So try and separate the two. That's probably the best way to do it. Facebook are in charge. And if somebody, it's not a question of Facebook actually watching your page. It's a question of somebody actually complaining. And that's all it takes is one complaint. And that gets the ball rolling in the wrong way. Now, we're coming towards the end of the show. So we come to my bit. It's been a pleasure to listen. And I want to say thank you to everybody who's watched the live show today. And if you've made it this far on the replay, you are genuinely awesome. Tomorrow, if I can find the card, I probably won't be able to now. Yes, I can. Same time tomorrow is the confidence coach. There's only one, Lottie Hearn, to be joined by myself, David Burrows, and of course, Brigitte Limbanda. We're live at 10 a.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. in the UK on Wednesday. It's going to be a fantastic show. For some reason, I don't know why, Lottie suggested that it would be good if David and I could be on there. So it could be full of surprises. And really looking forward to a masterclass from Lottie. Last time we ran this in January, Lottie came along and at the end of the show, which overran by 30 minutes, she was doing a live class with one of her students, as you were. And it was just fascinating. The position, 30 minutes tuition from Lottie made all the difference to the way they appeared on camera. So for all of us, I think tomorrow is a show to watch or be part of. And I'm no trepidation, but I'm looking forward to it. Right. Final thoughts before we close the show. And Cheryl, it's over to you.
Thank you so much. Again, I'm Cheryl Piper. And, you know, we are here doing this training that we do every so many months, and it's all about helping you to go live and making your life easier. All of us, we enjoy sharing the things that we've learned throughout our time in doing this, and that's just always been my goal. I'm all about how can I serve, how can I help? So thank you so much. I truly appreciate being here.
Tina.
And thank you for having us, Stephen, and thank you to Be Live and the viewers, live and replay viewers. I'd like to offer, if you comment, the first three people to comment in the bottom, like, look at me, I'd be happy to give you an assessment of your current profile picture that, again, as Stephen said, helps educate and we're sharing in our communities. What can you do to put yourself out there? What can you do to elevate and bring your message to the world? It's right here on the live platform, using live, because you can serve, share, and shine and bring yourself to the global marketplace which is going to make the whole world a better place. So thank you, Stephen and Cheryl, for being on today with me. I so enjoyed our time together.
Brilliant. And it's always a pleasure to be together. And 5 Days Live continues tomorrow. And we'll see you again. And take care. Have a great day. And it's goodbye from the team at 5 Days Live.